Well, it must be Entrepreneur Month here on PT Talker because I am joined by another physical therapist who has taken her expertise and tried to make it a commercial success. Stay tuned for the next episode of PT Talker where we'll be talking to Mary Ratchford, our latest entrepreneur. We'll be right back.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
As promised, Mary Ratchford from Naperville Physical Therapy is joining us on the line today. Mary, welcome to PT Talker.
Thanks, Jeff. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Now, you have got an amazing, I actually have one right here in my hand. You have created the Workspace Workout Daily Fitness Calendar. This is not a computer thing. This is actually sit on your desk, look at it, hold it, feel it, touch it, use it. Fitness
yes.
Calendar. Amazing. How did you get this kind of an idea?
Thanks. Well, I wish I could take credit for it, but it was actually a wonderful idea that a patient of mine had. And she, Tina Lehman is her name, she came to me after a cervical fusion. She had sat for 20 years at her desk, had no other existing conditions, no sports injuries, car accidents. It was 20 years of sitting at her desk.
Yeah.
And she was a great patient. Every exercise I gave her, she was committed to. She'd come back and ask for more. And the more she would do it, she'd find she had a better time incorporating it into her day. So she came to me with the idea as she had searched the internet and couldn't find a calendar to purchase for herself.
So there was not something like this already on the market?
There wasn't. I asked her, I said, are you sure there's nothing like this out there? Because it seems like a great idea, and it would be something that would be relatively easy to put together.
Okay, so, all right, so you guys together decide, well, there's nothing on the market, we can fill that need. So you've actually taken each day of the year for 2012, three pictures of three different exercises, good description, and then on the right-hand side, kind of the key metrics on how long to do it, how many reps, all that kind of stuff, correct?
Right. The H, there's a little guide. The H tells the person how many seconds to hold the stretch or exercise for. The R is how many repetitions to do for each set. And the S is how many sets to do each day. And generally, we have people do two sets of the three exercises a day. And we try to gear it at different body parts. So they might be doing a neck exercise, a shoulder exercise, and a hip exercise. And they get progressively harder as the year goes on.
That makes sense. But technically, this is something that a patient could do while at work in an office setting.
Absolutely. We wanted it to be something basic this first year. We didn't want it to be too challenging and have people get hurt, but someone can also make it more challenging if it is too easy and hold some type of weight, a stapler or a water bottle in their arm while they're doing the exercises.
Mm-hmm. Now, our listeners are, you know, always looking for ways to be more creative in the marketing side of things, and you were mentioning to me off the air that your calendar is being used not just by physical therapists who want to help their patients or patients who want to do more exercising while at work, but it has a marketing function as well. Tell us about that.
Right. What we've designed the calendar to do is we customize it so the clinic or company can put their name on the front of the calendar as well as every page of the calendar. So when we bring it to our referral sources, this is actually something that they don't throw in the garbage or bring home. They keep it on their desk, so they will see it every day of the year with your phone number and your website on it. So it has been probably our best marketing tool that we've used in 18 years of business.
Yeah, so it really has two markets. There might be a patient market, but there's certainly also a physical therapy market where you might be directing this calendar as a marketing tool towards referral sources.
Right. It actually started as kind of a tool just to help patients and the general population, which we know there are so many risks to sitting all day long. There's an increased risk of heart disease, obesity, diabetes, everything. The list goes on and on. But then being a clinic owner myself, I realized that there was another market for it. And physical therapists have been very supportive of the calendar, and we've had many private clinics say that this is a very good tool for them to use.
Yeah, so let's talk about now, how does Mary Ratchford become a publisher? I mean, how does that all? You're used to treating patients on a table in a clinic. How do you make that jump to get into this space?
Yeah, that was a little more challenging. We did find that we had to get a copyright, so we went and got it copyrighted. We did look into getting it published, but had very hard time getting our foot in the door with publishers, so we just decided to do it ourselves. And we found a company out of Tennessee, so it's made in the USA, and we work with them. We do all of the technical work on our end, and then we email our orders to them. They print them, ship them out, and the clinics can have them generally in about 2 to 3 weeks of placing the order with us.
Mm-hmm. And so, what do you charge for the calendar?
The calendar is $14.99 online, or we have volume pricing too for clinics that want to order more than 50.
Okay,
and it's as cheap as $10 a calendar.
Yeah. So it's really up. So now, is there a 2013 calendar on the way?
Yes, that is already in the works. We have that ready to go, and our hope is that by 2014 we'll have more of an advanced version, so we can incorporate some with either TheraBand or Swiss balls, something that's a little more challenging.
Yeah, good for you. Any advice for someone out there that's got an idea? I mean, obviously you had to act on your idea. I would think that there are probably lots of physical therapists who have ideas, but to take that step and say, I'm going to dedicate a significant amount of time, money, and effort, what kind of advice do you have for any of our listeners?
Well, have a good partner. I'd have to say Tina has done an amazing amount of work on this calendar, as well as my husband. He's been very helpful in the areas that I don't have expertise in. But the media today, social media, is so wonderful out there, so getting the word out on Facebook and through email has been very helpful as well.
Yeah, but it's got to be fun to kind of expand your world.
It is. It's nice to have a hobby that you can do on the side that turns into a business.
Sure.
So. Yeah. And one other thing I'd like to mention, too, about the calendar, it's not just about exercises. On the weekends, we do have encouraging messages and goals on how to improve your health throughout the week that aren't exercise-based.
Yeah, maybe physical and mental health. I see on Sunday, May 27th, your recommendation is spend time reading the United States Constitution.
That one was a little interesting. Tina thought a lot of these up. It does go along with Memorial Weekend.
Sure.
Just to thank a serviceman for their providing service to our country. I think she's done a wonderful job coming up with some different creative messages.
Good for you. All right, now you have owned Naperville Physical Therapy for 18 years. You're a physical therapist. How is business these days? What's your take on how the world of private practice physical therapy is right now?
Well, it's definitely changed, I'd say, over the last 5 or 10 years. It's been harder to market and get referrals from physicians because so many of them are owning their own physical therapy clinics. So that's been the most challenging, but we found different ways to market the public. And again, through social media, that has been a great tool for us. 18 years ago, there was no web, and we made the smart decision of naming our business Naperville Physical Therapy.
Sure.
So when people Google physical therapy in Naperville, they find us at the top of the list. So that was one good thing that we did unknowingly.
Right.
But, you know, I think we, as therapists, we're going to be around in the private practice section and helping our communities because we do things in such a different way.
Right. And so this calendar would just be another one of those marketing tools to use to help, you know, fight the battle out there.
Absolutely. I hope so.
All right. Well, if you want more information about this fun workspace workouts daily fitness calendar, you can go to Mary's website, which is www.workspaceworkouts.com. So we'll put that in the blog as well. Mary, thank you for joining us today. It's been fun and very interesting.
Thanks for having me, and you do a great service to our community too,
Jeff. Oh, thank you. And we want to remind all of our listeners out there, please tell your friends and peers, your coworkers, that to sign up for a subscription to receive a weekly bit of expertise from your world, the industry of physical therapy. It's absolutely free, no charge ever, to subscribe to PT Talker. Previous episodes are available on iTunes, or you can find every one of them at pttalker.com. So I hope all of you feel good about helping someone get well today, because that's the goal. This is Jeff Worrell saying thanks for listening.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.